You were actually on the switchboard as well then?
Oh, yes. After you'd been in a little while, you did everything. You were trained to do everything. You had to go on listening to... there were dual plugs, and we had a supervisor, and I'm sure everybody on the railway knew her name, Bessie Barrett. She was much older, and she was wonderful. She got the MBE at the end of the war for all the things we'd helped her to do. Good. But she was very good, but she was really... what could I say?
Autocratic.
But she taught us how to do it. And then we took charge ourselves. And she would take, well, whoever was senior would take the senior board, which to the Newcastle calls, and then it got round to the Darlington calls. And then eventually you could do them all. But you'd have bought a section each, you see, and you had to know where to put them. We got calls in from the offices that had a red bulb. They were railway calls. But if they were entitled to have an outside line, they had a white light. I don't know whether they knew that, but we knew that.
Because everybody was not entitled to use the post office telephone.
No, they not. Well, there were only 10 lines, so we knew.
But you also had internal lines, didn't you?
Oh, they were all internal lines, but they were wanting other places in the country. Oh, yes, the passenger managers wouldn't have to ring us to get the engineers. They all had their own numbers, and they rang them. But if they wanted to go out of York, then they had to come through the switchboard, even for an internal call, a railway internal call. It was very interesting, and I loved that particularly. I liked the switchboard. There was also a little job we got to do called telephones, because the signal boxes all had to come... We had to ring them when a train was leaving. We would get from the station, the boy would bring up what they called a TAS message, which was train has started, and that had to take priority over everything else. They went on the teleprinter to the bigger stations, but to the little signal boxes, which there are none now, I don't think, like to lead, you know, there was Ullaskelf and Bolton Percy, and you rang and an old man would say, I'm just getting me tatties in, Bill. Hang on, that lass at York wants it. All right, love, I'll tell Bill down the line it had left York. I think they thought we were a joke. But this had to be done, because there was no other way.
Is that true?
Yes, and I think the lines were bits of rope, actually, to all these signal boxes.
So every train that left York, you had to tell the people down the line that it had left?
It had left York.
So it wasn't the signalman that did it, it was they came to you and then
they
you...
They came to us and then we sent them on to the signalman. So they knew and they could come in from digging the garden and
And did you get to know any of these signalmen?
Not really, because there were a lot of them and you weren't on that job all the time or anything like all the time, but it was very interesting. You also had a phone there, take incoming calls from that maybe wanted somebody in the telegraph office or some query about something. So it was all very interesting.